Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. This week, famous televangelist Pat Robertson gave an interview in which he claimed that Russia will attack the state of Israel in the very near future. Let me read to you what Newsmax had to say on March 1. Christian Broadcasting Network founder and 700 Club host Pat Robertson believes the present world will end someday, but not at the behest of nuclear-armed Iranian strongman Mohammad Ahmadinejad. Although alarmed about Iran's headlong pursuit of nuclear weapons, Robertson cannot bring himself to believe that God would let Iran's president trigger a nuclear holocaust. Asked whether unrest in the Middle East and Iran's nuclear ambitions could be seen as a prelude to Armageddon, Robertson cited Old Testament prophet Ezekiel, who predicts in Ezekiel 38, verse 5, that a coalition of other nations will rise up against Israel in a final battle that's made up what looks like Russia, Turkey, Iran, the Sudan, and other nations. So it's all shaping up, and they are going to invade Israel in the latter days, Robertson told Newsmax in the exclusive interview. So that, to me, is one of the most key prophetic signposts that we have available to us, and it's coming to pass. Now, as an aside, Ezekiel 38 does list nations which are going to attack, quote-unquote, Israel. But Turkey isn't mentioned. The Sudan isn't mentioned either. And many other biblical scriptures say that Turkey is not going to be part of that coalition. We can dogmatically state that. Sudan is not mentioned, as I said, one way or the other. But what about Ezekiel 38? It is in fact a prophecy talking about a coalition of nations attacking, quote-unquote, Israel. But you see, my friends, not just Israel, the state of Israel, the Jewish people, but it's clearly stated that in Ezekiel 38, a coalition of nations will attack the modern descendants of the ancient house of Israel and the house of Judah. Now, the house of Israel was never Jewish. They were not Jews. They were people apart from the Jewish people, because the Jewish people were pretty much summarized by the house of Judah. And so we find the modern descendants of the house of Israel in countries today like the United States of America, Great Britain, New Zealand, Australia, Canada, and other English-speaking nations of the British Commonwealths. And then there is some misconception as to when this attack described in Ezekiel 38 is going to take place. Some say it's going to take place prior to the return of Jesus Christ. Others say it's going to take place after the millennium has ended. In other words, 1,000+ years from now. And then there are some who say, no, it's going to take place at the very beginning of the millennium, but after Jesus Christ has returned to set up the kingdom of God here on earth. Now, several years ago, we published an article on this very issue. It's published in our weekly updates. And by the way, if you would like to receive a copy of our weekly updates, just subscribe to them, and we are happy to send them to you free of charge via email. And in these weekly updates, we have Bible studies, we have editorials, and we speak about prophetic events as we can see them today developing in the news. And what I'm talking about today is one of those incidents, one of those occurrences. And in this article, we talked about when this attack is going to take place, by whom it is going to be launched, and against whom. And so I like to read to you a little bit from this article to tell you actually what is prophesied. We say in here that Ezekiel 38, verse 8 and verse 16 tells us that the events will occur, quote-unquote, in the latter years or the latter days. Verse 8 emphasizes that it will happen at the time when those living in the land have been, quote, brought back from the sword and gathered from among many people. We are also told that, quote, they were brought out of the nations and led to the, quote, mountains of Israel, which had long been desolate. It is emphasized that they are now dwelling safely. Verse 12 also reiterates that these former waste places are again inhabited, and that the people of Israel, who were gathered from the nations, have acquired livestock and goods. We then point out that Ezekiel 38, verse 10, verse 14, and verse 19, and also Ezekiel 39 and verse 11, refer to the time in question as in that day. Now that term, that phrase, can refer to the time prior to Christ's return. It can also refer to the time just after Christ's return. We read in Ezekiel 38, verse 11, that the people of Israel will live in unwalled villages, that they are a peaceful people who dwell safely, without walls, having neither bars nor gates. Now this shows that this cannot happen prior to Christ's return. Here is why. Because first of all, the modern descendants of the ancient house of Israel, as I said, the peoples today living in the United States of America, Great Britain, and other English-speaking countries, they are not living in peace. The Jews are not living in peace, and they won't live in peace prior to Christ's return. In fact, Christ said that at the time of his return, no human being would be saved alive because of a nuclear holocaust and other problems unless he would return, unless those days would be shortened. Also, Ezekiel 38, verse 8 refers to the mountains of Israel, where the modern houses of Israel and Judah will live at that time. But you see, the modern houses of Israel in particular don't live there yet. They will be. God will bring them back into the promised land, which he had originally promised to them. That's why it's called Promised Land. But the houses, the house of Israel, I should say, the peoples of the house of Israel, they don't live on the mountains of Israel yet. Ezekiel 39 emphasizes in numerous places that God will destroy the invading armies, and that because of God's intervention, the nations, and especially the nation of Israel, will know that God is the Lord. Verse 22 states, "So the house of Israel shall know that I am the Lord, their God, from that day forward." As we point out in the article, that can clearly not be referring to the time at the end of the millennium after God has already ruled the earth for 1,000 years. We also read that in verses 23 to 29, the Gentiles will know by then that the, notice, house of Israel, clearly talking about not the Jews only, but the house of Israel. And in the Old Testament, the word house of Israel never referred to the Jews. They were always referred to as the house of Judah. Now, they are included here, but specific emphasis is put on the house of Israel. And we say in this article that the house of Israel, the Gentiles will know that, went into captivity for their iniquity. A reference to the coming slavery of the modern house of Israel and the modern house of Judah. Yes, my friends, it is clearly prophesied in the Bible here in this place and in many other places that the modern descendants of the house of Israel and the house of Judah will be defeated in a coming war, will go into slavery, into captivity. The power which will be instrumental for that is actually the United States of Europe, which is forming right now. But let's not be too quick and start condemning them, because God says he will do it because of the iniquity of his people. The sins we are living in, the fact that we are not willing to repent of our sins at all. God said, the time will come where I'll wake you up. But first you will go into captivity, and then I will get you out of it when Jesus Christ returns. This article goes on to say, Christ will free the modern nations of Israel and Judah out of their slavery when he returns, not 1,000 years later. It is then that God will begin to convert the survivors of the modern houses of Israel and Judah and the Gentiles. We also point out who those nations are, which are part of that army, which is going to try to destroy the peoples of Israel and Judah when they again live in the promised land after Christ has returned. It says in Ezekiel 38, in verses 2 and 3 and 5 and 6, that these armies consist of Gog, the land of Magog, the prince of Rosh, Mesech, and Tubal, as well as Persia, Ethiopia, and Libya, Gomer, and the house of Togarma. So let's quickly talk about the identities of those nations. First of all, Gog means mountain or high, and could refer to the commander. Magog has been understood as a reference to the Mongols, or more generally, China. And Rosh, meaning blonde, to the white Russians. Mesech is another designation for the city of Moscow, and Tubal for the city of Tobolsk. Mesech and Tubal seem to refer then here to Central Russia, or the Great Russians. Included in this entire description are the vast regions in northern Eurasia, extending from the Baltic to the Pacific. Persia designates modern Iran. Ethiopia, Kush in Hebrew, includes the people of the state of Ethiopia, but also peoples in central and southern India and parts of Sri Lanka, because Kush sons, Sheba and Rama's son, Sheba, were later worshipped by Hindus as the gods Shiva and Rama. Then we have Libya, Put in the Hebrew, includes the people of the state of Libya, as well as the people from northern and central India, Pakistan, and Bangladesh. Goma seems to designate the peoples from Asian steppes and deserts, including people from the region of Mongolia. Finally, the reference to Togarma from the east has been understood as a reference to the people living in Siberia. So what we are finding here is an attack by a huge army of Eurasian peoples trying to attack the modern peoples of Israel and Judah when they live again in the Promised Lands. But you see, we also find, as we point out in this article, that God will defeat that army. The peoples of Israel and Judah will not have to fight anymore. They won't fight anymore because they have begun to learn the way of peace. When God, through Jesus Christ, establishes the kingdom of God here on earth, we read in the book of Isaiah that people will not want to learn war anymore. But you see, it will take time for some. And this army, which is trying to defeat Israel and Judah, will be supernaturally destroyed by God. They will learn their lesson because they also will be resurrected again in the second resurrection, the great white throne judgment, as it's referred to in the book of Revelation. You see, today we could also learn our lesson already and let God do our fighting. There is no need that we need to fight, but we want to. We have prepared a booklet which is asking the very pertinent question, should you fight in war? Have you ever studied the Bible to see what the Bible has to say about going to war? What the Bible has to say about trusting in God as the one who can fight and should fight our battles? But you see, we cannot rely on God if we turn our back on Him, refuse to obey His commandments, rather live in sin and iniquity. All the peoples of the world will ultimately learn that we have to obey God in everything. And then God will fight our battles. And we don't have to be afraid of anybody attacking us, because ultimately that won't happen anymore anyhow. So we are going to keep you informed about what is happening in the world, because some of these countries, which are listed here in Ezekiel 38, are already beginning to start this confederacy as it's described. This alone shows us that the return of Jesus Christ cannot be that far away. So thanks very much for watching. And until next time, this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.